101.5, The Sound of Your City.
You're listening to A Mixed Bag with John Donaby on CIUT FM 89.5.
Is it rolling?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's roll.
Roll them, Matt.
We're rolling.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to A Mixed Bag. I'm John Donaby, and this is CIUT FM 89.5. Let me get into my groove here.
Well, I see you got a new boyfriend.
Mixed Bag. With John Donovan, with John Donovan on CIUT FM 89.5.
And good afternoon, and welcome to the program. Well, here we are, finally, after a number of weeks of getting ready for this show. By the way, John Donovan is my name, and this is Mixed Bag. And I want to explain a little bit about the program to you. I guess it was way back in October I got together with Ken, the general manager and program director, and we discussed what I'd like to come aboard and do something. And I'll tell you, I said, well, that's interesting. What could I do? You know? And he said, well, you know, I'm a really big fan of... checking out some stuff here, which is not where... There it is. No, it's not. There, okay. I'm just having a few problems here trying to find the music that I want to come up with, and I don't know where it disappeared to. There you go. That's good luck, though. That's good luck. If it acts like this, well, Oh, I see why. I see why, everybody. You see what I'm doing here, and I've never done this on air before. I'm using a fantastic Mac, and there it is. I'm all set up, ready to go. I was on playlists instead of shows. Anyway, you don't care about that. Anyway, we decided to do a show, and it was going to be based on the early days of Chum FM. It was going to be based on freeform radio. And for those of you who don't know what freeform is, it's basically a show that you can play any genre, and you can mix anything you want to. And what it comes down to, really, is when Ken and I spoke, it was much like I did with Bob Lane way back in the day when Ken said you can play anything you want and you can interview anyone you want. And I said, that sounds good to me. That sounds really good to me. But we're here, and it's finally happening, and it's Saturday afternoon. By the way, in that last set, you heard the band with I Don't Want to Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes, which after 4.5 years of being away from the radio kind of says it for me. Also, you heard Love Minus Zero, No Limit, Take One, The Breakdown, and Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, Insert. Now, those two tracks are taken from an album called The Cutting Edge. And when I say an album, that's an understatement. It's from a box set. And this last year, they put out a Dylan Cutting Edge Best Of, which was a double CD. Then you can get a 6-CD set, and then you could get an 18-CD set. And... believe me, I wasn't going to get the 18-CD set because it was rather expensive. And my wife said, well, if you look at it as your Christmas gift, your birthday gift, next Christmas's gift and your birthday gift, you can have it. And it's got just about everything from Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. So that's what that was from. We're going to continue along now on the program. It's 2 hours, 2 to 4, every Saturday afternoon. And I am actually ready now. This is really good. I'm going to bring in my Mac next week. Mike the mechanic here is helping me out, and he brought in his Mac, and that's what I'm playing the tunes from. So I'm just this is all new for me. There's a lot of different technology in here. You'd think after all these years I would know better, but nonetheless, we are ready to go, and we're going to play some Arlen Roth right now. Arlen Roth is one of the most brilliant guitar players, a great Telecaster player, a Stratocaster player. He was greatly influenced by Clarence White of the Byrds. And he reminds me of Robbie Robertson, Roy Buchanan, and to be sure, Danny Gatton. Well, he went up to Woodstock a few years ago, met with Levon Helm from the band, and decided to do an album called Toolin' Round Woodstock. This is The Ballad of a Thin Man on CIUT Toronto. From Casino, that is Blue Rodeo, going back to the early days, and a track called Time. And that organ playing, the great Bobby Wiseman. Bob could play organ like almost no mother. This city of Toronto, where I'm broadcasting from here in Hart House at CIUT 89.5, this city has been known for decades as having some of the greatest Hammond B3 players. The great Mike Fonfara, as well as the late Doug Riley, and Lance Anderson, who lives up in Orillia, but he's something else. And, of course, the man for me. I've always been a very, very big fan of the band. Anyone who knows me knows that's true. And Garth Hudson, well, there is no one like Garth. He's an absolute genius. I want to say hi to a few people here because there have been so many people behind me getting ready to do this show. First of all, I want to go out to Vancouver and say hi to my daughter, Samantha, and to Sky and Isla, who sent me a lovely email just before going on the air, and my son, Jimmy Tequila, he likes to be known as. He's a chef right here in town, and my beautiful wife, Ala, who is listening at home, and I got the radio station all set for. She's listening in Toronto. And I've also got friends listening in New York State, in the Woodstock area, in Bearsville, and as well as in Pennsylvania, Bob Wygo. And so there's a lot of folks there behind me, and I really do appreciate that very, very much. Now, it's been 4.5 years since I've been on the air, so if I sound a little rusty, you'll bear with me. But I've got some incredible music for you for these first 2 hours today, and we're going to move right along. And a band, let me tell you a story. When I was at Chum FM in the early 70s, we used to get designated to go off and MC shows. And they said, okay, John, we'd like you to do this concert down at the St. Lawrence Center. And it was Country Joe McDonald, the Steve Miller Band. Now, Steve, at that point, was doing an all-guitar thing. When I arrived, they were in rehearsal, and right across the stage, there must have been 8 to 9 lead guitar players. It was amazing to watch. And then there was a group I wasn't familiar with. They were called Joy of Cooking. And Joy of Cooking were from the San Francisco area, Berkeley, actually, Terry Garthwaite and Tony Brown. They were one of the earliest female-fronted bands in rock music history. You might remember Fanny as well, who I hung out with an awful lot. Some great ladies. But anyway, I want to play you this Joy of Cooking. Don't the Moon Look Fat and Lonesome? On CIUT-FM 89.5.
Bag with John Donovan on CIUT FM 89.5.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me.
Woo, woo, there you go, sitting on top of the world. That's Big Joe Williams. That goes back to an album that he did called Three Kings and a Queen, and they had three of the best blues, male blues singers, and Victoria Spivey as well. And the young kid on harp was Bob Dylan. Nobody knew who he was back then. But he loved the blues, and he accompanied Big Joe. We also heard the Downtown Blues from Jeff Muldar. Jeff and Maria Muldar, at one time, members of the Jim Queskin Blues Band. You're listening to CIUT FM.
Did you know there are now 8 different ways in which you can listen to your favorite programs on CIUT? From Barrie to Buffalo, Kitchener to Coburg, you can pick us up on 89.5 FM. We also stream online at www.ciut.fm, on Rogers Digital Cable, Channel 946, Channel 970 on Bell 5 TV, Star Choice Satellite offers CIUT on Channel 826, and you can pick us up on the TuneIn Radio app and under College and Campus Radio on iTunes. Finally, you can listen or download CIUT program archives at CIUT.fm. CIUT 89.5 FM, delivering the new sound of your city everywhere.
You see how many ways there are to listen to CIUT FM 89.5? It's probably a time now for me to say that I've listened to this station for a number of years, as well as WFUV in New York, which happens to also be within a university. And this city and anywhere in the world that can catch our signal are indeed very, very lucky. To take a tour of this place is something else, let me tell you. It is really something else. Great people and an awful lot of very, very different shows. I mean, I'm coming in hearing the Deep Ellum Blues, is it Mike Todd? Mike, is that his name? Mike Todd?
Yeah,
thanks, Mike. Mike the Mechanic is here with me, and he's making sure that I'm finely tuned, and now we're going to get funky. A few years ago, the late Joe Cocker got together with the Crusaders, and he did a couple of tracks, actually, on a Crusaders album, this amply titled, "This Old World's Too Funky for Me." Mm-hmm. Listen to this bass player coming up here. It's going to knock you out. That's a Rebirth jazz band. And a little track called "Feels Like Funkin' It Up." And before that, Bobby Bird and the great James Brown talking to one another. You know, James, what we gonna play next? I don't care, Bobby, but whatever it is, it's got to be funky. And Sitting on Top of the World. I already mentioned that with, of course, Mr. Williams and Bobby Dylan. You're listening to CIUT FM 89.5. My name is John Donaby. We're going to hear probably one of the masters now of jazz. And can you tell already? We're all over the place. This is called Freeform Radio. Every Saturday, 2 to 4, we're all over the map. But we're hoping you like the music. Miles Davis and Gil Evans. They worked together on a number of things. And a few years ago, I think it was around 1996, Columbia Records, Sony Music, put out a nice box set called The Complete Columbia Studio Recordings. They remastered it and re-released it, in 2004. And what it is, it's really a collection of the music of these guys between 1957 through 1968. And they actually did work together way back in 1949 on an album called The Birth of the Cool. So we're going to hear Miles Davis and Gil Evans together doing the classic Summertime, and then Lady Day Herself, Billie Holiday, with the same track, right here on CIUT FM 89.5.
He is three.
You're listening to A Mixed Bag with John Donaby on CIUT FM 89.5.
This sounds like to me that this is something that the nation and the world possibly should hear and know about.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam Phillips. CIUT FM 89.5. You're with John Donaby, and that was God Must Be a Boogeyman, as Joni Mitchell interpreted the works of Mr. Mingus, and one of the greatest jazzmen of all time. Great story about Mingus. His wife, or widow, was traveling through France and various other places and came across record stores that we all have at one time or another that were selling bootlegs. And she walked into the store, and the store was filled with Mingus bootlegs. So she's walking through the store, and she starts grabbing them one by one. She's got this big pile of records, so the guy who owns the store figures, okay, I'm going to make some money here. And she starts walking out of the store. The guy says, "I will have you arrested." "Really? Well, why don't you do that? And then we'll find out why you're selling my husband's music under the table like this, totally illegally." Well, anyway, she walked out and she got all the music out of there. And before that, we heard from Michael Hedges. You might remember the Wyndham Hill label. It was called New Age at that time. And Michael Hedges, a great player, where he performed Neil Young's "After the Gold Rush," and Miles Davis and Gil Evans with "Summertime." This is CIUT FM 89.5. You're with John Donaby. Here we are in the first show And I've been really looking forward to this. And thank you very much for joining me wherever you are today. We're going to get back to some music now. This is little Van Morrison, where he calls upon the gods of great rhythm and blues singers. And a man I got to work with, actually, once at the Royal York Hotel. His name was Jackie Wilson. And Jackie Wilson said...
Howdy. I wanted to bend your ear for a spell and tell you about something my favorite moving picture house is doing. Every Wednesday in April, the Carlton Cinema will be playing a different western. Yep. Horse riding, shootouts, more cowboys than you can shake a boot full of snakes at. Wild West Wednesdays at the Carlton this April. See you there, partner. Visit carltoncinema.ca for more info and advance tickets.
Tickets are still available for the CIUT fundraising event, An Afternoon with David Bartomeu, the founder and director of Alternative Radio. David will be speaking on the topic Ecocide, War on the Planet. The event takes place this Monday, March 21st at 12 noon, Art House, U of T. Tickets can be purchased at CIUT.fm. You may also buy your ticket at the door prior to the start of the event. David Bartomeu, Monday, March 21st, Art House, U of T.
Every Tuesday night at 7, Dementia 13 showcases the glorious other side of the psychedelic era. Join me, your host, Christian Hamilton, and delve into the finest rare gems of early prog rock, sunshine pop, and psychedelia from a vital period lost in time. Dementia 13, Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city.
And this is The Sound of Your City, CIUT FM 89.5. My name is John Donaby, with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. A great number of years ago, I got hired by what is now called Universal Music. They were called MCA Records at the time. And they asked me if I would go to California and do an interview with Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis and the News, they had just put out their second album. And I thought, this is nice. And they said, well, tell you what, we'll throw in a little bonus here. You can take your wife as well. So they paid for us both to go. And down we went. If you've been interviewing as much as I have over the years and continue to do so, you get to find different people react different ways to the interviewer. And this was maybe the most unlikely meeting I have ever had. Because here I am, you know, 2,500 miles away, just across the bridge from San Francisco, and I'm sitting there waiting, and suddenly I hear this voice coming through the door, and this guy says to somebody, hey, is John Donaby here yet? Now, that might not mean a whole lot to you, but to someone who's been doing this for a while, the fact that he even knew my name was a big move. And we had a wonderful interview. He actually did something that most guests would never do. He did a little research on me and found out that I was a record collector. And that I like to, you know, get tunes. So he said, come with me. And we followed him in our car. And we went across the way to one of the most incredible record stores I'd ever seen. There was a guy in the doorway standing in front of Dutch doors. You know what Dutch doors, you know, they're cut in the middle. This guy must have weighed 300 pounds. He's got a Bessie Smith t-shirt on. And Huey says, come on in here, meet this guy. Is there anything, John, you're looking for? I said, oh, yeah, but, you know, I can never find it. So they just started smiling. And I went through the shop, and I must have been in there about 4 hours, and I came back with about $200 worth of LPs, carrying them onto the airplane, where you could in those days, and putting them between my legs so they wouldn't get hurt. But anyway, Huey Lewis, what a guy. This is all about the heart of rock and roll.
A Mixed Bag with John Donaby on CIUT FM 89.5.
This sounds like to me that this is something that the nation and the world possibly should hear and know about.
CIUT FM 89.5. That was Rough Trade, one of the greatest bands, I think, ever to come out of this particular city. They were called New Wave Rock back in those days in the 70s and 80s. That was Carol Pope on lead vocals and multi-instrumentalist Kevin Staples. They were known for fairly provocative lyrics, stage antics. Carol would sometimes perform in bondage attire. And High School Confidential, probably one of the biggest hits they ever had, and they were on the True North label, the same label that gave us Bruce Coburn, Murray McLaughlin, and others. And I was just saying to Mike here that when you'd go to see this particular band in a club or at Massey Hall or anywhere, we all believed, especially in media here in Toronto, that this band would go on and be one of the greatest bands right around the world. It just didn't happen. I'm sure there are a lot of reasons why. Carol is still performing today. She may be one of the most multi-talented singers that I know of. Back to music now. And the guitar work on this particular track is amazing. And we used to say to people, okay, when you hear this track, sit in front of your stereo and watch the guitar go back from left to right channel and right to left and left to right and back and forth, because it's the great Ronnie Wood performing this, because the group was called The Faces. This is Around the Plinth with John Donaby on CIUT-FM. Chuck Berry, Etta James, rock and roll music, which was a tribute to Mr. Berry. That it was actually Keith Richards put it together. Keith tells a great story in the documentary, that particular concert where Keith was alone in a room and there was Chuck's guitar. He touched Chuck's guitar. The next thing he knew, Chuck slammed him right in the mouth, and Keith was on the floor. And he loves Chuck Berry, but he said, man, not the easiest guy to get along with. Rock and roll music, Chuck Berry, Etta James. By the way, this weekend, tomorrow night, Sunday, March 20th, at the Sony Center for the Performing Arts, Joan Jett is going to be in town, and she'll be here along with her Black Hearts. I have not seen her in a very long time, but you might want to check her out. She is very unique. Right here on CIUT-FM 89.5. Joan Jett and her Black Hearts, they're in town tomorrow night at the Sony Center. Some really good music in town this week. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in the next half hour. Going to send that out to Sky this afternoon, who loves rock and roll and will learn to love more about rock and roll as time goes on. This is CIUT-FM 89.5. I want to explain this next track to you just for a moment. It's something I put together many, many years ago. Actually, the idea came from an old friend of mine, Larry Green, who I worked with at Chum FM. And what it is, it's Charles Laughton, the great actor, Mutiny on the Bounty, Hunchback of Notre Dame. He also, by the way, was the host of one of the Ed Sullivan shows that the Beatles appeared on. But anyway, he likes to read poetry. And in this particular case, he reads The Dharma Bums, The Dharma Bums from the great Jack Kerouac. And when you take a piece of music by Mason Williams was the man who gave us classical gas. He was also known as a comedy writer. He wrote for the Smothers Brothers, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, Saturday Night Live. If you take classical gas and you just program it at the right time underneath the poem, it comes out quite nicely. So let's check it out. This is Dharma Bums, Charles Laughton, and also a little tribute to Mason Williams on CIUT-FM.
Well, I wanted to bring to your notice a piece by a very modern writer indeed.
The CIUT 89.5 FM Spring Membership Drive is coming April 11th to the 17th. Support your community radio station in Toronto. CIUT 89.5 FM, the sound of your city. www.ciut.fm.
right here, right now, every day. CIUT 89.5, Toronto. Sound of your city.
You're listening to CIUT FM 89.5. We heard the great Otis Redding with The Dock of the Bay, a song that was actually not released until after his death, and something that he wrote when he was at the Monterey Jazz Festival. And we heard Phoebe Snow with her version of San Francisco Bay Blues, a song that had been done so many times before. And the Dharma Bums with Charles Lawton and Mason Williams. Now, I just mentioned there's some great talent in town tonight and or this week. And coming up on Thursday and Friday nights, we have Lucinda Williams. Lucinda Williams and Buick Six will be opening for Lucinda. She'll be at the Opera House again Thursday, March 24th, Friday, March 25th. And here's a little taste of Lucinda now as we take you to Louisiana. Interesting little city called Lake Charles on CIUT.
He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles.
Lucinda Williams, what a voice, what a voice. And she will be here on Thursday and Friday night this week at the Opera House. Buick Six will be opening up for her. Now, let me tell you something. We have some sad news in the world of rock and roll and country music, I guess, and hip country. Singer-songwriter Steve Young, whose songs were recorded by the Eagles, Waylon Jennings, and Travis Tritt, among others, and who was regarded as the forerunner of the 1970s outlaw movement, died on Thursday. And he was only 73 years old, but his most famous song was called Seven Bridges Road. Seven Bridges Road. And what happened with that particular song was 1969. It came out on Rock, Salt, and Nails on A&M Records. And then, who made it famous were the Eagles when they recorded it live. So we pay a tribute now to the great Steve Young on CIUT-FM. And those are the Eagles singing that beautiful song that Steve Young wrote. And Seven Bridges Road, Steve Young passed away on Thursday night. Interestingly enough, if you watch those shows on television where, like The Voice, you know, where people come on and compete and try to go to the top. Mr. Young's son, as a matter of fact, was on this particular season. He didn't do all that well, but he sang Seven Bridges Road. I'm John Donaby. You're listening to Mixed Bag. Mixed Bag. And this is CIUT FM 89.5. We've just got, I'm looking at my clock. Wow. We're winding down here. Just about 8 minutes to go. And I want to play a track that was originally recorded on the Apple label, one of the first Apple signees. His name is James Taylor. And strangely enough, this is not the version that you might be used to, called Carolina in My Mind. He did a demo first, and I've got the demo for you. You hear a lot of unusual tracks here on Mixed Bag, and this is one of them right now.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.